Hi everyone, welcome back to day two of this month's Picture Dictionary. I'm Pat.
Hello there, I'm Buffy.
Today we're going to continue talking about amusement parks. Last time we talked about lots of different rides that you can find in amusement parks. They're all very exciting.
That's right. We talked about fast roller coasters and big Ferris wheels.
We also mentioned merry-go-rounds, which go round in a circle, and ghost houses.
Then there were bumper cars, which you can drive by yourself, even if you are a kid.
Mm-hmm. But there's more to amusement parks than rides. Today, we're going to look at some of the other things you would find in an amusement park. Pay attention to today's words, as many of them are found in other places as well, not just in amusement parks.
All right, 先进入今天的课文朗读吧。
A day at the amusement park.
Monorail.
Monorail.
The monorail takes people to different parts of the park.
The monorail takes people to different parts of the park.
Mascot.
Mascot.
We took lots of pictures with the mascots at Disneyland.
We took lots of pictures with the mascots at Disneyland.
Game stall.
Game stall.
In this game stall,You have to shoot balloons to win prizes.
In this game stall, you have to shoot balloons to win prizes.
Ice cream stand.
Ice cream stand.
Mom bought the kids a treat at the ice cream stand.
Mom bought the kids a treat at the ice cream stand.
Safety attendant.
Safety attendant.
The safety attendant makes sure the rides work safely.
The safety attendant makes sure the rides work safely.
Now, most amusement parks are very big places. Some of the rides are a long way away from each other. But if you walk across the park,You'll get tired very quickly.
Yes, there should be a way of getting to the most exciting rides more quickly.
Well, there are several ways, and one of these is our first word, monorail. So M-O-N-O-R-A-I-L, monorail. A monorail is a train that only runs on one track and only goes in one direction. It's usually in a big circle that starts and stops at the same place.And never turns around. Monorails are usually in the air above the ground.
没错，游乐园啊，通常都很大。那游乐设施呢，也都会相隔很远。如果你一直走路啊，可能会很累。所以这个时候呢，你就可以搭乘 monorail。Mono 是一的意思 ，rail R A I L 是铁轨，那 monorail 就是单轨游园车啦。那游园车呢，就会绕着整个园区，大部分啊。都是高架游园车，像是擦大世界的游园车呢，就是 above the ground.
So we could say, we were too tired to walk, so we took the monorail to the park exit.
在游乐园玩了一整天真的会很累，而且又懒得走路了，所以啊，我们就搭了游园车去出口。
You often find monorails in cities to take people around. They're a bit like the MRT.Except there's only one line, and it's all connected and goes in a circle. You can find them in Shanghai and Chongqing in China.
Oh, 所以 monorails 不是只有游乐园才有耶。它们其实啊有一点像捷运，但是呢只有单一线。你在中国的上海和重庆都可以看到它们哦。
Something else that might take people around in an amusement park is a cable car, C-A-B-L-E,car, C-A-R, cable car, like the Maokong gondola.
Exactly. 除了 monorails 之外呢，游乐园还有 cable car, 缆车。Hey Pat, have you ever taken Maokong gondola?
Yep, I've ridden on that. It was fun.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't.
It's good.
I wish I had a chance.
Well, our second word is mascot, M-A-S-C-O-T, mascot. A mascot is a person in a big costume. A mascot's costume always has something to do with the place they work in or the company they work for. So in a Disney amusement park, people dress up as Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and all the other characters, and people have their photos taken with the mascots.
Yes, exactly. I would definitely take photos with them. Mascot 就是吉祥物啦。同学们，你们知道吉祥物是什么吗？就是有人啊，穿着巨大的布偶或者是人物戏服。
So we could say, Jenny wants to take a picture with the mascot.
珍妮呢，想要和吉祥物照相。同学们，那你最喜欢的吉祥物是什么呢？
Next up is a game stall. Game, G-A-M-E, stall, S-T-A-L-L. Game stall. This is a small stand where you can play a game to win prizes. Maybe it's a shooting game with a gun or a bow and arrow, or a game where you throw balls or rings. You have to be skillful to win a big prize, but sometimes you can get a small prize.Even if you lose.
同学听完解释之后知道 game stall 是什么了吧? That's right, 就是游戏摊位的意思。如果啊你常逛夜市的话一定有看过像是射水球啊、射气球或者是打弹珠这些游戏。他们呢都可以称作是 game stall, S-T-A-L-L 是摊位的意思。
So we could say, in this game stall, you have to try and throw a ball into the hole.
Sounds like fun. I'd love to try.
You find game stalls in other places as well. In Taiwan, you get them at night markets. I'm sure you've all seen and played these games a lot, from the shooting games to the games where you try and catch a fish or a shrimp. Which game do you like the best, Buffy?
Well, I like shooting games. How about you?
Yeah, the shooting ones are fun, although I like the bow and arrow better than firing the gun. And I also like trying to catch the shrimp.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fun. they fight you, so you have to try very hard.
So where will you keep the shrimps after you catch them?
You cook them and you eat them, so I keep them in my belly.
Okay.
All right, so another very popular place in an amusement park is the ice cream stand. So three words here, ice cream, I-C-E-C-R-E-A-M, and stand, S-T-A-N-D, ice cream stand. An ice cream stand is a place where you buy ice cream. It might be like a little house that stays where it is,Or it might be a person who moves around with a big box of ice cream selling delicious cold treats to people.
没错，想必游乐园的 ice cream stand, 冰淇淋摊贩呢在夏天啊一定很受欢迎。游乐园呢其实通常都会有一些小吃摊啊卖像是 popcorn, 爆米花 ,soda, 汽水还有 hot dogs, 热狗等等的食物。
So we could say,I was feeling very hot and a little hungry, so I bought an ice cream at the ice cream stand.
Well, actually, I think most of the food in amusement parks is a little bit expensive. 加上门票其实也不便宜，所以建议同学啊，你可以自行携带水和食物，省钱又环保哦。
But it's always a sunny day when you go, so it's nice.
You can bring your own water and food.
Nah.
Why not?
They sometimes don't let you. Of course, you find ice cream stands in other places as well, especially in hot countries like Taiwan. You could also use the word stand for other types of food sellers, such as coffee stand, hot dog stand, popcorn stand, or anything they might be selling. As long as it's small and you stand up to buy, sell, and eat it, it's a stand.
同学们，你们看看 Pat 老师多用心啊！他刚刚的解释非常详细又简单易懂。哎 ，You are really a good teacher, Pat.
Thank you.
那他到底说了什么呢？他啊是在解释 stand 这个字。相信你们一定不陌生。刚开始学英文的时候，一定会学到 stand up, please, sit down, please。没错 ，stand 当动词呢，就是站着、站立。但是这边的 ice cream stand 可不是冰淇淋站起来哦。 这里 stand 是名词，小贩卖摊的意思啦。因为太小没有位置坐啊，所以只能站着咯。这样无聊盖吗？
So in Taiwan, there are these, special Taiwanese ice cream stands where the lady has the horn, like, babu, babu.
That's right.
That's an ice cream stand. That's what you can call it.
Okay.
All right. So our last word is a person who does a very important job at amusement parks. It's safety attendant. So safety, S-A-F-E-T-Y, and attendant, A-T-T-E-N-D-A-N-T.Safety attendant. A safety attendant makes sure everybody is safe. They will check to see if you're sitting properly on a roller coaster and that the safety bar, which is the thing that keeps you safe and in the car, in the seat, they make sure the safety bar is locked so you won't go flying out.
没错没错 safety attendant.安检人员很重要哦，他在你玩任何游戏之前呢，都会先确认你系安全带了没啊，包包有没有收好等等。他的工作呢，就是确保乘客的安全。
So we could say, the safety attendant said Timmy was too small to ride the roller coaster. Poor Timmy.
Oh no, 工作人员说 Timmy 年纪太小了，不能坐云霄飞车。
Other places have safety attendants as well.For example, a swimming pool, though we also call those people lifeguards, life, L-I-F-E, guards, G-U-A-R-D-S, lifeguards. Anyone whose job is to keep people safe is a safety attendant.
That's right. 在海边或者游泳池畔维护安全的人呢，我们称作 lifeguards, 救生员。
So that's all of our words for today, so it's time to end the lesson.So, we've looked at 10 words in this picture dictionary. Let's try to use them all together.
All right.
Right, so, last weekend, I went to an amusement park with my little brother because we wanted to go on some exciting roller coasters.
The safety attendant made sure we were sitting properly.
After that, we went on the Ferris wheel to see the park.
We saw a merry-go-round and decided to ride that next.
It was a long way, though, so we took the monorail to get there.
Then I wanted to go into the ghost house, but my brother was too scared.
Ah, so we went on the bumper cars instead.
After that, we were hungry, so we got ice creams from the ice cream stand.
Then, we had our pictures taken with a mascot in a dragon costume.
Last of all, I won a prize for my brother at a game stall.
Wow, that is all 10. Good job.
Okay, that's all for today's picture dictionary. We'll see you next time.
Yep,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The grand opening sale will start next week.
The grand opening sale will start next week.
Hello, 我是 Evita, 欢迎收听 A Plus 小聚会。现在物价菜价这么高，要当个聪明的消费者，一定要知道哪里可以捡便宜，哪里有优惠。所以啊，很多女性在周年庆或是什么什么庆的时候，都会失心疯的狂买，囤货囤个一年份。而今天的小聚会就是 The Grand Opening Sale will start next week 诶是不是很心动啊中文的意思就是开幕庆于下周开始通常这个时候业者都会压低价格来吸引消费者句子中我们看到 The Grand Opening Sale Grand 是形容词表示盛大的而通常我们说开幕庆啊周年庆啊这个庆是指特价所以用 sale 这个字所以 the grand opening sale 就是开幕庆开幕大降价的意思哦那先前我说了周年庆也是购物的好时机那它的英文就是 annual sale annual 是形容词表示一年一次的那来改写一下今天的小聚会The annual sale will start next week. 意思就是周年庆于下周开始。好啦，时间又到咯，大 大家也别忘了今天教的小聚会。那我们下次见啦，拜拜。
The grand opening sale will start next week.
The grand opening sale will start next week.
Chit chat.
Oh, 乖孙诶，你 forgot to wash the cups 啦。安尼后盖是咪要给出去啦？
阿妈，你不是讲 wash the dishes， 我就洗盘子而已啊！你也没有说要洗杯子。OK， I'll go wash them now。
当我们用 dish 这个字的时候呢，它是当作名词来用，有盘子的意思哦。那注意哦，它的复数形式 dishes， dishes。那一般呢，其实 dishes 都是用来表示碗盘的总称。OK， 那所以 dishes means all the plates, cups, and bowls, etc. that have been used to eat a meal and need to be washed. 因此呢，常常我们就会用 do the dishes 或者是 wash the dishes， 都有着洗碗盘这样子的意思哦。那当然咯，这里的 dishes 也包括你要洗什么呢，就是我刚刚提到的 bowls, 碗啦 cups, 杯子等等的餐具哟。So for example, you can say, don't forget to do the dishes after you finish dinner. Don't forget to do the dishes after you finish dinner. 意思就像吃完晚餐之后不要忘记要洗碗盘哦。那所以呢，如果你要只洗一个盘子的话呢，我们就可以直接用 plate, P-L-A-T-E 就好了。因为在口语当中呢，其实 dish 通常是用来表示一道菜或是菜肴这样的意思哦。So dish can also mean food cooked in a particular way as a meal. For example, I can say, my best dish is fried rice. My best dish is fried rice.你知道吗？我的 best dish 就是拿手菜，可是蛋炒饭 fried rice 哦。另外，我们也可以用 favorite dish 用来表示最喜欢吃的菜是什么哦。For example, my favorite dish is pumpkin pasta. My favorite dish is pumpkin pasta. 我最喜欢的菜是南瓜意大利面哦。Pasta, P-A-S-T-A, 这是意大利面。因此要注意的哦，就是如果你要说一盘意大利面，也就是装在盘子上的意大利面，你要说 a plate of pasta。如果你讲成了 a pasta dish， 这可是指这个一道这个意大利面这个菜哟。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura？
一般的盘子，我们其实用 plate 就可以了，因为 dish 在口语当中常常用来表示一道菜。For example, the chicken dish。而它的复数型 dishes 则是指碗盘的统称，所以做家事的时候 do the dishes 没错，你连碗跟盘子还有杯子都要洗哦。
A day at the amusement park.
Monorail.
Monorail.
The monorail takes people to different parts of the park.
The monorail takes people to different parts of the park.
Mascot.
Mascot.
We took lots of pictures with the mascots at Disneyland.
We took lots of pictures with the mascots at Disneyland.
Game stall.
Game stall.
In this game stall,You have to shoot balloons to win prizes.
In this game stall, you have to shoot balloons to win prizes.
Ice cream stand.
Ice cream stand.
Mom bought the kids a treat at the ice cream stand.
Mom bought the kids a treat at the ice cream stand.
Safety attendant.
Safety attendant.
The safety attendant makes sure the rides work safely.
The safety attendant makes sure the rides work safely.